Hello and welcome to episode 4. We're going to talk about Amazon wish lists. Dear diary, I would love to wake up every day to Amazon packages on my doorstep. I mean, who doesn't love and enjoy gifts? There's nothing like adding all those things I want to my wish list. It's even better when I see them disappear because someone has bought them for me. At this point, I think I'm going to change my name to Amazon Prime. That way, everyone knows exactly who I am and exactly what I want. Hashtag Amazon Prime. Today, we're going to dive into Amazon wish lists. Hopefully, you will find this information useful. I would say with everything that you find here, do your own research. Wish lists are a great way to get things that you want. It allows people to get exactly what you desire without them having to guess. I will always say that you have to be cautious of not giving out your private information in the process of creating your wish list. The first thing I would strongly suggest is setting up an email that is separate from your personal accounts, from your homework, or anything else you want kept personal. So what I'm ultimately saying, yes, make up an alias and use it even for the email that you create. Below, you will find answers to some of the questions that you may have. And the first question is, how do I create a wish list? First, you will go to Amazon.com and you will hover over the account and list at the top of any Amazon.com page. And you will select create a list from the drop-down menu. And note, if you're creating multiple lists, go to an existing list and create a list after going to your lists. Then second, you will create a list. You will select manage lists from the list menu. And at the top of your list, to update your default shipping address, birthday, personal description, and preferences. Here's a note. Gift givers will only see the name, city, and state of the shipping address. Amazon will only use your birthday for birthday reminders chosen by the customer and to generate information on the site. You can designate whether your list is for an organization. And if so, you'll have the option to provide the URL of the organization's website. You can update this information again at any time. So then you will click save and browse for an item. After you click save and browse for an item, then you will click add to list. Under the buy box on the right-hand side of any items, your products of your products detail page. And here's a quick note. Only list owners can make changes through manage list. Both list owners and collaborators will be able to add and remove items. So if you add a collaborator to your list, then that collaborator will also be able to add and remove items. I strongly suggest that you only leave it as just the list owner on your wish list. You can add items for sale by Amazon.com to your list, except out of print books, out of stock products, cell phones with service plans, items that don't have release date, and items with quantity restrictions. You can add items available from sellers to your list. Potential purchases will see buying options instead of add to cart next to the item, since the copy of the item may not be available later. The second question is, is my address private on my wish list? Your address is private on your wish list. When someone buys something from your list, the only information that will pop out is your name in your city. Your full address would never show up when someone buys a gift from your wish list. So when I say name and city, that means the alias name that you used to create your Amazon account. So when you create your Amazon account, you want to make sure that you are using your alias name. And so that works. If you don't want your real name to show up, simply use your alias, as I've said. Okay, so how to edit your private settings. To edit your private settings, you will go to your profile, select edit your profile, select edit privacy settings to make changes, and then select save. And how do you know if someone bought something off your Amazon wish list? Amazon wish list may notify you on the items page when someone purchased an item on your list. You can also see it by selecting purchased or purchased and unpurchased from the filter and sort drop-down menu at the top of your list. Yes, you can have multiple multiple Amazon wish lists. You can have as many lists as you would like to have. There's no limit. You can create a wish list for every occasion. You can even create a list for other retailers right on Amazon. Are your wish lists anonymous? You can make your list anonymous by changing the public name. You can also restrict access to the wish list. You can set your Amazon wish list to public. That means anyone can find it. Private, only you can see it, or shared. Anyone with a link can see it. Most of the time, I have mine as public, but I also share my link as well quite often. Don't put it as private, or no one else is going to see it. You can change your privacy settings under the More tab. You can find out what is in Amazon. Can you find out what is in your Amazon package without opening it? In case you're not sure about a gift you received, you can find out what's inside before opening it. You need the Amazon app for this. Tap the camera button and select Package X-ray feature. You can then scan the barcode and the app will tell you what's inside. This is how it works on an iPhone, but you should be able to do the same thing across different phones. So, there you have it. I hope this helps with some of your questions about Amazon wish lists. And so I suggest you get out there and you go make one. And hopefully you get some really good goodies in the mail. I'll talk to you later. Until next time. Bye.